Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Dude.
Oh my God, the surfer thing's coming out. It's happening.
Because we just hung out with these guys today. Go ahead.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why you don't need a real estate license.
Yay.
Very confusing. Sometimes for some people, we're going to make it fun and funny.
Yep.
Great show today, but before we get started, let's share something interesting that happened to us lately, Jill.
When was the last time you heard someone say, what's a teepee? And they meant like a teepee. It was
from last night.
Funniest thing. So we have this one of my best pals in our world, and she's British. Jack calls her Canadian. It's hilarious.
She says Canadian stuff. Like, what's a teepee?
Exactly. It's like, Canadian? What's the deal? Oh my God. Well, because
we're gonna get so many emails on that.
To back up and say, because you're from Detroit, you have a loving, like, close relationship with a lot of Canadians.
Like, half of my friends are Canadian.
There we go.
Like, seriously, half.
Yeah.
So we all just harass you. Oh, poke fun at each other.
Hilarious. So my dear, she's Welsh, friend, we're having a discussion, and I'm trying to remember I don't even remember what it was about, but she said, what's a teepee? And so we happened to be at a Chinese restaurant, so the guy to her left gets his chopsticks and a napkin and starts to make one on the table.
He did a pretty good job.
He did a great job with the chopsticks and a cloth napkin going, this is a teepee. She goes, oh, okay. That was the best. Instead of describing it or like drawing a picture, he actually made one right there on the table. And I think that was the best. That's a teepee.
Right.
Because we had chopsticks. It was perfect. So yeah, that was so darn funny.
That was one of the funny moments last night in about 300.
Oh, there's a lot we can't share.
Yeah, exactly. You took the words out of my mouth.
Oh yeah, that was a good group.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on Land Academy online community.
Soon to be the Jack and Jill online community.
Mm-hmm.
Luke asks, okay, on the DVD, that's going to go away too at some point, by the way, but this is going to be funny. But you know what? We're going to listen to these shows, 5 years from now and go, wow, look what we're doing.
Yeah, we used to have DVDs. We used to have 32 websites instead of one.
Exactly.
We used to be confused even about what the topics were on our podcast.
Oh my gosh.
We are simplifying everything.
Totally. All right. On the DVD, Jill says, this is our educational program that he's referring to. Jill says that they have the buyer pay the property taxes. The property is still listed in the name of the seller, which is myself, at the county until the land contract is paid off, though, correct? How do you guys deal with the tax bills? If it's listed in the seller's name, doesn't the seller get the tax bill in the mail? Do you forward the tax bills to the buyer, or how do you usually structure this? This is so on my mind. I think we covered this too on one of our member calls the other day, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm like, why is this fresh on my mind? That's why.
Go. Yeah, so there's two ways. If you sell a property, if you own a property and you sell it on terms, meaning the buyer, somebody buys it from you and they make payments, there's two ways to do it. A deed of trust, which is where the property actually goes into the buyer's name, just like a car or a house, goes into the buyer's name. They own it, and then they make payments to you because you now are behaving like the bank. And when it's all done, the escrow agent removes the lien, and the person owns it free and clear, the buyer. That's one way. The second way is, and this is what Luke's referring to, let's call it a land contract. Depending on which part of the country you're from, it's called all kinds of stuff. A note, seller financing, a land contract, but they're all the same thing. And essentially, if Jill sells me a property and I agree to pay $100 a month for 6 years, 5 years, I start paying her, I own the property. And if we do it just on a land contract, then it stays in Jill's name until I'm done with the payments, and then she deeds it over to me. Luke's asking how we handle the taxes. In the first example, the escrow agent escrows, literally, the taxes every month in the payment and then pays the tax bill once a year or twice a year, depending on where you are in the country.
PITI.
Right. if in the Jill and Jack way, Jill does the same thing, and that $100 payment is a portion of that goes to the taxes, and then Jill pays the taxes when it happens. Mm-hmm. What you don't want to do is have the buyer in the Jill and Jack example be responsible for paying the taxes, because if they stop paying the taxes but continue to pay you, there's a chance that the property could be foreclosed on by the taxing entity, the county.
Then you have a big mess.
Then it's messy. Exactly. Really serious mess, because they not only did you lose, but the buyer loses, and there's nothing to convey.
Right. In our way, that I know that the tax bill's getting paid because I'm paying it, and I just rolled it into the cost.
Yeah. If you're renting an apartment, or if you've ever rented an apartment, chances are you don't pay a water bill. And the reason for that is that because the building owner does. Because if you stop paying, that's the only utility in most of the parts of the country that if you stop paying it, they can place a lien on the property. So they just build it into the rent and do it themselves.
I didn't know that. You know, honestly,
really?
I did not.
You're looking at me,
I should have
funny.
Known that.
She's looking at me like, are you lying about that?
That's really funny. So I'm like, well, like it's funny, not the electricity, though. Like, it shut the electricity off. You could sit there in the dark, but they could shut the water up, but they can't. They have to shut off to the whole building. And now, I guess they're not going to let one person sink the whole ship.
Right. That's an interesting analogy for water sinking the ship.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
If you want to be if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on the Land Academy online community. Today's topic: why you don't need a real estate license. We get this question twice, maybe three times a week.
I love this. I am as passionate about this as I am about driving for dollars.
Why don't you need a real estate license, Jill? People think you need a real estate license to buy and sell property.
Because I'm not representing anybody. I'm buying it for myself, and I'm selling it for myself. I'm the only one profiting from it, and I'm the only one that's putting their neck on the line. I'm not promising anything to anybody and telling them, oh, really? This is going to be worth X and or whatever you want to do. You know, whatever. I don't know how realtors really, you know, how they, a lot of the rules, because I'm not one. I'm just representing me.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not needing, I don't need to disclose anything to me. I have all the information. The information is only for me. You know what I mean?
I do.
I mean, seriously. I mean, and this is just what's, there's a few things that are floating around out there that really drive me crazy.
Okay, so here's really the question. Because here's really the question I have for you. Why is this so confusing? Why do brand new people think that you need a real estate license? Do you think it's like...
misinformation.
The Realtor Association of the world is doing it on purpose? Do you think... Where do you think they just get that notion?
I really think that there are people out there that think they're doing things correctly, and they're just kind of relaying what they know without doing the research. I'm gonna go with that everybody's good people and they're trying to do the right thing. And I'm just gonna say that people think that you have to be, you know, a licensed real estate agent to do this stuff, and you really, really don't. And it's like, you know, I talked about this the other day, that the guy was in the back of the Uber. Poor guy was told that you have to be a U.S. citizen to own property here. No, you don't. And I'm going to trust, I'm hoping that the person who told them that thought that. They didn't do their homework. Otherwise, because if they knew that, then it was discrimination. That's really not cool.
Right.
But so people walk around thinking, oh, I have to be a citizen. No, you don't. You know what's so funny, too, especially here in Arizona? Half of Canada is buying up a ton of Arizona property.
Yeah, you know, that's, I was going to say that.
So anybody in Arizona that has anything to do with real estate absolutely knows that you do not have to be a citizen, because half the property, and there's a lot of investors from Canada that are buying up a lot of stuff, you know, around the Phoenix and Scottsdale and Southern Phoenix area, you know, and they can.
I think the root of the thing is definitely not the people who are, if you think that you have to have a real estate license, it's not your fault at all.
Right.
I think it's because the world's kind of gone a little crazy. And I don't want to sound like an old man here, but I mean, you have to have, what did you say earlier? You have to have a license to cut hair.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have a license to,
you
know, there's a license, darn license for everything.
Well, here's a funny thing, because this is, thank you for rehearsing my memory. You and I were talking about this when we were thinking of these topics recently. In Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey, one of the things that I really appreciate that he was trying to do or is trying to do is reduce some of the stupid licenses out there. Like, do I need to be a license to be a trash collector? Come on. And there might be, you know, there's versions of that. You know, you have to have a barber license or you have to have a hairdresser license. You have to have a this license or and a nail person license. I mean, mm-hmm. I understand some of the things. We want them to know the proper techniques and hygiene. And I understand all of the training that goes into it. But to have this license and require them to do them every year as a formality is so 19, I don't know what.
Yeah, it is.
It's not 2000 and anything. You know, it's just like, come on, guys. It's a little ridiculous. So I think that's where some of this still comes from, that people think, you know, automatically you have to have a license. You have to have a driver's license and you have to have a motorcycle license.
As a school teacher, you have to be certified. Right. You know, there's a lot of regs for a lot of stuff that's obviously important, but I think, you know, you're that's the root of the issue here.
Yeah.
And it only makes sense to most young people that you have to have a license to buy and sell real estate mm-hmm. then, too.
I think, too, because of the dollar amount associated with a lot of the transactions, I think that's why people get scared and think that, oh, this is something that should be done with by a professional. You know what? No. If you're somebody, your grandpa passes on and you just now have $100,000 in the bank and you want to invest it in some real estate and become an investor, you don't have to go get a license to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Spend your $100,000 however you want.
Right.
And you want to sell it. Now you bought $100,000 worth of property. And I mean, this could happen. 6 months later, mm-hmm. somebody comes to you and says, I want that because I'm going to put a shopping mall over here. You don't still have to run out and get a license to sell it to the guy. And you don't have to bring in a broker to pay him a commission. You don't have to do any of that.
Right.
You can just turn around and sell it. You know?
Exactly. The whole system is set up for when a property a lot of years ago got homesteaded. But, you know, you buy it or either get it or buy it from the federal government for next to nothing mm-hmm. so that you could work it and work the land and live off of it and possibly sell your crops. You know, right. It started the economy. You know, very often you'd have to deed part of it to your brother-in-law or deed it to your kids or whatever. The system's set up for that. So this whole notion that you need an attorney to close a deal and an escrow agent to close a deal is, first of all, it's not true. You don't, except there's a few places in the country where it's been made a law, but and most of them are very eastern states, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really can do we do it all the time here. Mm-hmm. Our members do it all the time. Do all the stuff yourself.
Well, you know what?
Without a lot of risk.
Well, here's my thing. What I really want anyone to take away from the show is do your own homework. Ask those questions. I have flat out called attorneys in other states doing transactions to find out, A, do I need you to do this? And B, what has to be done? And I have had very great luck with really nice attorneys that have, you know, really helped me out. And sometimes totally free said, you just got to file this form and no, you don't need me to do it. And I'm like, thank you. You know, don't trust us. Do your own homework for yourself.
Right.
Too. And ask those questions.
Well said. Don't trust us.
Don't trust us. Excuse me. Trust me. Trust me. Look into my eyes. Just kidding. But you know, yeah, you get it.
I get it. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss. Don't trust us, though. Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And very, very trustworthy inspiration. That's me.
It's just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property the right way for half of what it's worth and sell it the right way immediately.
And if you're a real estate agent, no offense, but stick to buying and selling the houses and stuff. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. It's cracking me up, man.
That was good. That was really good. You know, there's so much, you know, I feel like half of what we do is it's just kind of not explaining how this works, but just letting people know that you can do this. That's mm-hmm. what I think is so darn funny about what we do and our show and our future shows and things that are coming. And it's funny, you and I have run into people in pretty high up positions that go, huh? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It happens regularly.
They're like, I mean, we're talking.
Oh, the people, more go ahead.
Pretty high up people in other industries, yeah. and make a good living and have a staff of 10 attorneys that go, what do you mean? They're like, yeah. They're like, what?
Yeah. I mean, and even in real estate, you know, the higher up commercial, the super high end commercial people, real estate people have, they look at me cross-eyed when they find out that I buy rural vacant land. First of all, you know, their first immediate question is, well, who wants that? No one wants that. And then the second thing is, well, what do you have to do to it to sell it? How much does that cost? Well, we don't do anything. We just buy it right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to me.
I thought too, there's been times in our careers where we've owned a ton, I mean, a ton of acreage. And I remember people asking, you know, well, how much do you have? And you and I personally are like kind of guessing, you know, but it's a lot of acreage. And they look at us like, what? And, you know, you do this all by yourselves and you're doing this on your own. You're like, heck yeah. I just think that's really funny when you say, you know.
Well, you know what?
100,000 acres.
That's a good point. Is this amazing or not? Is what we do amazing?
100,000 acres.
It doesn't seem like it's me. It just seems like a normal thing to do every day to me.
You know, it is because we're so in it, but it's kind of fun. You know, I have friends that like, they just like to know, like, what are you doing today? What did you buy?
Oh.
Like, it's not even their thing. You know, I have a really, really good friend, and she's constantly asking me. And she just thinks it's so fascinating. I'm like, well, today I'm buying, you know, 50 acres over here for XYZ price. And she's like, wow, I don't even own a half an acre, and you're buying 50 acres, like, on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you're doing this, and on Thursday, you're doing that. I'm like, yeah.
You know, that tells me your friends have a little bit of respect for you.
They do.
I don't have that problem.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean you don't have that problem? Your friends don't have any respect for you?
No, that's exactly right. Oh. They have no respect for me. Oh, geez. They don't even care about asking me questions
You're
like that.
You're silly. Love it.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.